Georgia Power officials confirm at least 30 additional changes will need to be made to the original construction plan. One involves increasing the size of one of the turbine buildings. Company spokesman Mark Williams maintains the changes will not affect the cost or schedule of the project.
We do not, right now, anticipate any increased costs.
But ratepayer advocates, who are already concerned about a recently disclosed foundation issue at the reactor site, say it's another troubling sign for Georgia Power customers. Arnold Gunderson is a former nuclear engineer who now works as a consultant.
The cost that they estimated for this plant is going to go up as a result of all those because they don't represent just paper changes. They represent physical problems that they found in the plant.
In testimony given in December, the state's project inspector said Georgia Power and its partners already face significant challenges to come in on time and at budget, citing poor performance by project management. Currently, the total cost of the project is $14 billion. Georgia Power customers are expected to pay $6 billion of that in financing and capital costs. A state utility analyst estimates any type of delay to the project would cost $15 to $20 million per month in financing charges alone. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.